Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Chaf Hey. The Gemara on Amud Beis returns to the topic of Ner Shabbos, opening the discussion with the problem of using tar as fuel because it is a foul odor. This was a problem particular for Rav, who held you have to sit by the candles, that Hadlakas Ner Shabbos are a chiyuv, an obligation. So the Gemara further down on the Amud quotes a pasuk from Eicha, per Gimel, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, and my soul is removed far off from peace. And this Shalom, says Rabbi Abba, in the Gemara is a reference to Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Here Rashi writes that in a place that has no Ner, there's no Shalom because people will be walking around in the dark, Chas Shalom tripping. Hadlakas Ner Shabbos also has an Oneg Shabbos element, as we mentioned the other day, and even for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, the Ner is enjoyable from the Pasuk, Vayar Elokim Esaor, Ki Tov. Hashem saw that it was good. Shibole Haleket says that without light, one will not even feel satiated from one's meals. Qualitatively, having the light there impacts the Suda experience. To bring in this Shalom, the Chiyuv is in fact on men and women, but it is more directed at women since they have more involvement in the activities of the house. The Rambam writes this explicitly in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel. There's another concept for women's involvement over men based on the Yerushalmi in Shabbos in the second Perek, and this is brought in the Torah as well. Or Chaim Simon Reish Samach Gimel, that Adam Arishon was the Oro Shel Olam, is the light of the world, based on the Pasuk Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And Chava stamped out this light through causing Adam to stumble. So women lighting Ner Shabbos as a kapara, as an atonement of sorts, of Chava extinguishing the light. And this is also one of three of the mitzvot that women were given special attention and caution about. This is a Gemara later on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. And the Sfarim gave a remez to remember these three mitzvot. Sheker HaChein, Vehevel Yofi, the Pasuk of Mishle, which we sing on Friday nights, Eishes Chayel. Rosh Tevos of the word HaChein, the He is Hadlaka, Hadlakas Neros. The Chet stands for Chalan, Nun is for Nida. If the Isha is Meshaker in these, then it's in these chayin, in the three mitzvos, then it's hevel yofi, and the yofi has that concept of hevel. But isha yiras Hashem, the woman that follows these three, pasuk says he tisalal, that's praiseworthy. So Zohar and Bereishis and Truma in different places speaks about the importance of women lighting the candles besimcha because of the impact it can bring with raising children and increased Torah learning in the home. The Aruch HaShulchan Simon Reish Samach Gimel Zion writes that even if the husband wanted to light, his wife has the rights of refusal. In fact, Rav Asher Weiss quoted from the Sefer Pesach Devir regarding the question of whether one would have to pay another a fine of 10 zehuvim if they stole the mitzvah, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, from him. So the answer to this partly hinges on whether this rule of fining people for stealing mitzvahs opportunities from others extends even to rabbinic mitzvahs, and upon our discussion from Daf Chaf Gimel, whether lighting Ner Shabbos could be min haTorah, like the Sefer Yerayim said. Lamaisa, he quotes of Yaakov Emden, who has an incredible line, that a husband who lights instead of his wife, he has to pay her this fine. Rav Asher Weiss thought this was a chiddush, because as mentioned, men and women seem to have the same chiyuv. On Hadlakas Ner, it's just a preference for women. However, Rav Chaim Vital wrote, the husband should participate in setting up the candles. Here there's a tikkun of Cheda Ego, which also extinguish the light of Hashem in the world. By Matan Torah, we were freed from the clutches of the Malach HaMavos, the angel of death, but the ego brought this back. And by the ego, women did not participate. So we can say in Machshava and Sikkum, conclusion, that Shalom Bayis is an effort taken on by both the husband and the wife.